What does independence mean to you? Today's the 4th of July, and in the United States, we celebrate Independence Day. It is the day in 1776 when our founding fathers stood up to England, wrote a document called the Declaration of Independence, which basically says, we're not going to take it anymore, and we're going to form our own country. Good morning. This is the Monday Morning Mindset Special Edition, Independence Day Edition. I know a lot of people are out celebrating, and I just have a few thoughts about Independence Day. Do you remember what it was like when you were a teenager? Most of us, you know, when you hit those teen years, you start looking forward to your independence. You start looking forward to being free to make your own choices. But after you get that freedom, after you grow up a little bit more, at some point you start to realize that the independence that we all want comes with a big dose of responsibility. Yes, when you're free, you can decide for yourself what you want to do, but that also means that your decisions, you succeed or you fail all on your own. That's what independence means. It means responsibility. It's all on you. It is actually a great thing. You know, oftentimes it doesn't feel that way when you move from being a teenager to an adult, but independence is great and responsibility is great. The ability to go out and make your own way in the world and take the credit or the failure on your own. Today, Independence Day, I know on social media and on the news, you're going to see posts and memes and talks about freedom and independence and how great it is for us to live in a free country and celebrating our independence. Freedom is better than living under socialism and communism. I celebrate and am grateful that I live in the United States and have the freedom to make those choices, have the freedom to succeed or fail. So I'm going to fire up the grill, crack open a beer, watch the fireworks. Those are all things that I enjoy doing on the 4th of July. Maybe shoot off a few fireworks on my own. But I'm also going to take a minute to think about what that freedom means for me. For me, the freedom is to look at my life and decided that I wanted something different, something more. I was able to do that to get at some point in my life to look and say, this isn't working out for me. I had the responsibility, and I saw that the responsibility that I had also led me to make the choice of, like, I don't think this is working the way I want. I'd like to have something different. So I made different choices and went a different direction, which led me to being here on this podcast and becoming a mindset coach. I broke free from those limiting beliefs. I broke free from the things that had kind of made me feel stuck. I changed my mindset, and now I'm doing things that I never imagined possible. Here talking about what it means to be free in this country celebrating our freedom. What I most appreciate about my freedom is that my success and my happiness is up to me. Nobody else is going to give it to me. I am free to make my own decisions about what I want to do. And my assignment, what I feel like I'm assigned to do in my life, is to help as many people as possible live free as well. In fact, one of those times when I was filling out mission statements, that used to be a thing in business, you know, you have to have a mission statement. What I wrote was that I wanted to live life free and help other people become free as well. So if you're celebrating our nation's independence, and if your life isn't working out the way you hoped, you can change your mindset. Freedom is a wonderful thing, and don't let anything hold you back from living the life that you want to live, and living a rich and full life. I hope you're having a great Independence Day here in the United States, and for those who might be elsewhere around the world, you can have the same kind of freedom. Your freedom may be different, may look different as far as the country that you live in, but if your mindset, if you're free to choose the life that you want to live, that is the best freedom to have. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.